July the 3rd, St. Thomas the Apostle. The reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, and Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. The first reading, brothers and sisters, you are no longer stranger or sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the Holy Ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grow into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Gospel according to John. Thomas, called the Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Sharing of the theme. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Saint Thomas the Apostle is often called the father of those who hardly believe. But it was because of him we had many Christ teaching about many different ways of believing. Today, reading showed many different ways one can use to believe in God. In the first reading, the author of the letter to the Ephesians ascertained that our faith is built on the cornerstone, which is Christ, and the foundation is the faith of the apostle and the prophets. In the Gospel, Jesus reproved Thomas because he viewed only sensible knowledge and didn't believe in his revelation before the Passion and the Apostle witnesses. Analysis. The first reading. Our faith is based on the apostolic faith. Third point. The position of the faithful in God's household. The author of the letter confirmed, "You are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the Holy Ones and members of the household of God." An analysis of the four nouns which were used in this sentence shall help us to understand the author's intention. First, the stranger. Are those who have no relation with the native and are not protected by the native law. The author wanted to imply the Gentile situation when they didn't know Christ yet. Second, the temple residences are the foreigners who legally live in a country but only temporal in a limited time. They can enjoy some rights as the natives, but they must depart when their time are ended. The fellow countrymen are those who were born in the same village of a country. They might have the same faith, habits, tradition, and culture. These people have the tendency to form an association to help each other when they have to move out of their village and live in different places or countries. For example, the Tukhua Association are for those who were the fellow countrymen of Tukhua Village, Buichu Province, and North Vietnam. The author of the letter called the faithful, "You are fellow citizens with the Holy Ones because they have the same faith in Christ and are called to be holy." Fourth, the member of the household are those who have blood relationship or under special situation, united as a close group and live under a same roof. These people are called the members of the household. They are enjoyed all Christ and have a duty to protect their house. The author called the faithful the members of the household of God because they share the salvation which Christ has repaired for them. They have a duty to repair for all members of their household to inherit God's salvation. Second, God's building is personalized to indicate the position and the duty of each member of the household. A building had the following parts. First, the cornerstone is Christ himself. This is the most important stone which connects the two walls of the building and the foundation together. According to Jewish architecture of building a house, some said that two walls are represented by the Jew and the Gentile. Christ, or the faith in Christ, is the cornerstone for this building. If it isn't built on the cornerstone which is Christ, God's building shall not be formed. Second, the foundation. Are the prophet and the apostle. The second important structure of the house is its foundation, which the building is built. Jesus gave us a concrete example how to build a firm house on the rock. The prophet and the apostle are compared as the foundation of God's household because of their faith in God. It is because of their preaching, witness, and blood, faith is spread to many people. Third point, at the back of the house are all the faithful. We can compare each faithful as a brick in God's building. Though small, but it's necessary for the building to complete. The author concluded, "To him, the whole structure is held together and grow into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." The Gospel. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Third point. Faith based on sensible knowledge. There are people who only believe one thing is true when they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and touch with their hands. Thomas was one of them. Since he wasn't present the first time when Jesus appeared to the disciple, they said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Second point, faith based on other things. Besides the faith based on sensible knowledge, as Thomas requested, we have at least three other ways to believe one thing is true. First way, the speaker authority. This is the way we view every day. For example, children believe in what their parents said. Students believe in their teachers. Workers believe in their owner, etc. We believe in the people because we think they shall not deceive us. Most of the courts also use this way when they require to have two or three witnesses to determine one thing is true. Jesus blamed Thomas hard to believe because he didn't believe in Jesus' revelation and 10 witnesses who are his companion. Second way, the effects. The principle of cause and effect is the principle which we also use daily. For example, when we see smoke going up, we immediately know there is a fire. We don't see the current, but we don't want to touch the electrical outlet for fear that an electrical shock. Similarly, though we don't see God, but when we see all creatures, we believe there is a God. Third way, the historical authority. When we study history, we believe in the recorded historical events. If there are any doubt, we can collect and compare different sources and use our reason to determine the truth of historical events. When we study scripture, we also base on history to determine the truth of historical events. For example, we use to see the sentences in the New Testament to prove the scripture prediction is true, or to fulfill the scripture had written. Third point, Thomas proclaimed his faith. Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Faith based on sensible knowledge is the loudest way for a person to believe. Jesus claimed Thomas because he didn't view other ways. Though Thomas was hard to believe, but when he believed in Christ, nothing could shake his faith. He wasn't only Prophet Christ, his master, but also his God. Applications in life. We are living break in God's temple. Our duty is to make this temple it alive and growing up every day. Our faith is based on not only sensible knowledge, but also on scripture, history, effect, and many witnesses to generations. Amen.